And it is me,
Commissioner.
I'll tell you, these guys at Blog Talk Radio got to get their act together, you know. I pay a lot of money. Okay, I don't pay any money, but, you know, couldn't get everything started and technical difficulties that were not my fault. Goodness gracious, you take a week off and what happens? Anyway, it is me, Commish T, EAFL Commish, owner of the EAFL, the number one online Madden League out there, bar none. We took a week off to celebrate our new president, Barack Obama. Hail to the chief, our new president, whether you voted for him or not, whether you support him or not, he is now your president and mine, Barack Obama. It's been 1 week. Has he solved it? Has he fixed it? Are we back? Is everything all set? It's going to take longer than a week. It's going to take a long time. But, you know, and nevertheless, it's history. I didn't go. I've been asked by a lot of people why, but, you know, I just felt that I could get a better feel for it using our multimedia technology and following on the internet, following on television, as opposed to so many people went down there. If you went down and want to call in and give me your take, I've talked to a lot of people that went down there. Some loved it and had a great time, and others, you know, there were a lot of people with tickets that couldn't even get into anything. They had 2 million people, and they weren't prepared for 2 million people. And it was pretty much a mess, but what can you expect? It was a historical event, and nevertheless, congratulations to President Barack Obama. And it's just still weird saying President Obama, President Barack Obama, to have a man of African-American descent in the White House is it's amazing. And he's there, and let's see how this country reacts, and let's see what he does in office as president. You know, the talk is over. He's been in office a week, already shaking things up, and let's just see what happens. Chat room is open for those of you who may have tried to get on. Again, I could not get into the show at my normal time, so I just opened up the chat room. So feel free to join the chat room. Feel free to call in at 347-838-9525. You can also email me at EAFLCommissioner, and you can also send me an email at themaddenvoice@EAFLmadden.com. And as usual, my normal disclaimer, the show is for 2 hours, but if we run out of material, run out of call-ins, run out of guests, then we'll end the show. I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself. But so far, so good. We have really set some incredible numbers before we took the week off. And my last review of where we stood for shows in our category, we had, as of our last show, had climbed up to number 7. So for every show in our category, we were in the top 10, and we were number 7. Far ahead of any other Madden-based shows on the site. So, and it's all thanks to all of you who support us every week, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. We will be here, although I may take a week off here and there, but for the most part, you can count it. We might go back to Monday. We were on Mondays originally until football season started, and Mondays seem to be a really good night, too. And we might go back to Monday. I'm not sure yet. But right now, Tuesday is where we're at. Tuesday from 9 to 11, the Madden Voice, 347-838-9525. We have some guests that are going to be calling in. And the show kind of came together late. So we're going to kind of hang out a bit and see who we actually get to call in and who we don't. There's some tournaments coming up. We're going to talk about that. There was a King of the Couch tournament about 9 days ago down in New Jersey, and EAFL, among other crews, were there. So we're going to talk about that. We have a couple of tournaments coming up at the end of this week on the same day, and it seems as though there will be some good representation at both those tournaments. And we do anticipate both tournament directors, T-Boy from the Harrisburg Ballers Club, a regular guest of the Madden Voice. We expect him to call in. Business First, who is actually in the EAFL and also running his tournament down in Virginia this week. We expect him to call in. And we also understand that Dynasty, the 2009, although is it really 2009? I guess it would be because the game is the 2009 game. So, yeah, all right. So the 2009, I was just thinking because most of the MCs played in 08, but it is the 2009 game. So the 2009 Madden Challenge Finals winner, Dynasty, a past guest on the show, is expected to call in and tell us a little bit about how it feels to be a little bit wealthier and what his future plans are. We also expect the King of the Couch from January 17th winner, Little Man, who also appeared on our show before, to call in and talk about the King of the Couch tournament and how he did. And Little Man seems to be a really coming out of nowhere to really take the tournament scene by storm. So we'll get some thoughts from him. And, of course, our good friend NJ Rod is expected to call in as well. And also on the line with us right now is the one and the only Coach K. Coach K, welcome to the show.
D, what's going on?
Hey, hanging in there, hanging in there. So I guess you and I, did duplicate ads for the show tonight, huh?
double post.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I figured our good friends would see and get rid of one. That's why I went in and posted that I liked yours better, so they got rid of mine, which was fine. And that gives me a chance to also recognize our partners, the Madden Lab, Duke and Gambino, the owners of the Madden Lab. And they are our partners as we host our they host our forums for our league on their site, and we've been there a little over a month now, and I think the partnership's working out pretty well. And we like to mention their site, and certainly we think that there's a lot of places to go and get help to play the game of Madden, but certainly the term labbing is a popular term in the Madden community, and there is no better place to get tips and advice than the Madden Lab. And whether you're purchasing an ebook or join the lab or get lessons or just go to the forums and interact with people, there's a lot of knowledge out there. And I'll tell you, if you join the EAFL and you use some of the resources that the Madden Lab has to offer, you will be a better player than you were when you started. There's absolutely no doubt about it. If you do those things, you will improve your game. It's plain and simple. There's a reason why the guys that are winning these tournaments are also guys that frequent the Madden Labs website, also guys that are on our show, and guys that we are starting to get interested in even participating in the EAFL League. So there's a reason why you see a common thread through all of this, and I think it's something people should definitely take advantage of. Before we go to the calls, I wanted everybody to know that your good friend EAFL Kamish made national radio last week on a Dallas Cowboy radio show. As everybody who knows me and listens to me and follows the EAFL knows, I'm a huge, huge Dallas Cowboy fan. I also happen to live in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN, so I am sometimes privy to information that others are not, just from living right here and running into people that are connected with ESPN. And there's been a lot of news about, will the Cowboys cut T.O., T.O. this, T.O. that, T.O. the other. And so the show which is on DallasCowboys.com. And if you're a Cowboys fan, you know fucking Cowboys. You know Mickey Spagnuolo. You can't be a Dallas Cowboy fan and not know these guys. But he does a show daily during the season and off season. It goes to weekly or even every couple of weeks when news is slow. And so T.O.'s been all in the news. And so I sent in a note and they recognized it. So I'm going to play that for everybody because I'm pretty proud of it. So here it goes.
Cardinals. Wow. But
yeah.
Not every team's got T.O. and they're still capable of winning games. And that's why you got Roy Williams.
Here's a good one. Daryl in Montreal. Count on our friends from Canada. Keep flying in here. He said, there seems to be more of a problem of team chemistry in the coaching staff than there is in the locker room. The Cowboys should be in serious discussion to release whoever keeps leaking information to Ed Werder.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. Well, how do you know it's not a player? You know? I mean... Source is a pretty all-encompassing word, team source.
Somebody told me... It could be
the guys in the equipment room, you know?
Right. Somebody told me, I think there was a columnist in Florida or something who wrote the most scary 13 words in the English language are, now for the latest breaking news from Valley Ranch, here's Ed Werder. Because you never know what's coming next.
Here's one from Terrence in Bristol, Connecticut. People have to realize that the networks understand Cowboys equal ratings. T.O. drama equals ratings. I'm not saying ESPN fabricates stories, as he rolls his eyes, but I can tell you I've met many analysts over the years, and they have been known to stretch the truth. When they speak Dallas, we should give them the T.O. Drew treatment, next channel.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good, Terrence. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. 888.
All right. So there you go. How'd that sound, Coach?
Next channel.
I've actually they've acknowledged me a few times on there. You can send in emails or call in. It's a great show. And actually, in some respects, I have modeled the Madden voice after some of the things I hear. I really like how they run their show. And in some loose respects, I've borrowed some concepts from them to run the Madden voice. I mean, those guys are, you know, total, complete radio professionals. That's what they do. That's their thing. And this is just a hobby for us, but still, so I just thought I'd share that. All right, we've got a 773 caller joining the Madden voice. And welcome to the show, 773 caller.
Yo, it's Vince.
Hey, I'm in Vince, a.k.a. Convinced, a.k.a. Utilized, a.k.a. Vinsanity, a.k.a. I mean, have I run out of names yet?
Well, the last one was wrong, but hey, it was a joke. It's all good.
Welcome to the show, Vince. So, Vince, start us off. You are planning to hit one of the tournaments this weekend.
Yes, that's correct.
Which tournament are you going to?
That'll be the one in VA, the lab second tournament.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, a lot of you guys, Coach K thought he had a big crew going to Harrisburg with him, and then the next thing you know, man, Coach K's running solo, man. He don't even have anybody running shotgun with him, man, in Harrisburg. You guys bailed on him, man.
Where it is, I was talking to Fastball in the wee hours of the morning, and he was telling me that he might make his way to VA also.
Uh oh. Man, this is like mutiny almost, man. Kate, what we gonna do about this, man? You know.
Hey, man. They're gonna do what they're gonna do, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. But at least we got guys going to tournaments, so. You know, that's good. Now, Kay, just to kind of let's at least give everybody a quick and, you know, like I said, we're expecting the tournament directors to call in this evening. But quickly, the two tournaments this weekend, Kay, location, time, that kind of stuff.
The one I'm going to is going to be the Harrisburg tournament, Best in the Business Bowl. And that's going to actually, you can get the – I don't have all the exact details or anything like that. I just know that, you know, it's going to be Harrisburg Pro Gaming Arena, and everything should start. I think the tournament should start about noon time, And it's going to be, the prize is going to be $1,500 to the first prize winner. And then after that, you know, second prize is going to get, I think about like $750 or I got to make sure of that. But, you know, second prize and second place and third place will also get prizes. But I'll, you know, get all that information later on and forward it on.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let me also welcome to the show maybe I should play Hail to the Chief for this guy. Maybe I played it a little too early. Maybe now's the time to play Hail to the Chief. Here's what I'm going to play for our next guest. Here we go. Wait a minute.
Can you dig it?
All right. Free T-shirts for whoever can name what movie that's from. Welcome to the show, the 2009 Madden Challenge champion, Madden Nation champion. What other titles can we throw into there? Welcome to the show, Dynasty.
Hey, what's up, man?
Wow,
thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. I mean, hey, you are on an unbelievable roll. You know, if you had to, not to dive right into the questions, but hey, why not? If you had to pick and say one reason that I am hot right now, one reason that I am probably the best out there right now, what would that one reason be?
Because I'm hungry. You know, I just want to strive to be the best at what I do.
How many hours a day do you say when a big tournament's coming up? You had the finals coming up, so you had a few weeks, you know, or actually several weeks to get ready for it. When you were on top of your labbing, when you were like, okay, I'm hungry, I'm getting ready, I'm trying new things, I'm you know, how many hours a day were you labbing?
Probably like 10 hours a day.
Wow.
Down there.
Wow.
Getting ready
for
that 50 stacks, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious. That's now that and would you say that pretty much from the guys that you know, the guys that are in your crew, the guys that you lab with, the guys that you travel with, the guys that you run with, that's pretty standard for guys that are, you know, up on the top level of the game?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's it.
Wow. All right, hang in there. Let me just make sure I get everybody. I got a lot of people calling, so hold on. 630 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice. 630, welcome to the Madden Voice. All right, 630, I'm going to mute you. Maybe you went to the bathroom. Let's go ahead and mute 630. All right. 717 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How you doing?
This sounds like T-Boy.
T-Boy?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in. All right, so just to kind of recap, we've got Coach K on the phone. Everybody knows Coach K from the EAFL. We've got Convinced. We have the 2009 Madden Challenge champion. And let me give him a proper, wait a minute, let me give him a proper. Wait a minute. That was really just me. That's not a sound effect. I just clapped really, really fast. That was just me. We have T-Boy from the Harrisburg Ballers Club, and we're going to ask T-Boy about his upcoming tournament momentarily. And we also have, let's see.
Okay.
201 area code has just hung up. All right, never mind. So, all right, we're going to pause that. All right, so back to Dynasty for a minute. So first of all, tell us about, I have never been to Turks and Caicos, but I do know some people that have gone, but for all of us that were just envious, forget Madden for a minute. Talk to us about the island. Talk to us about the, you know, the scenery and the ground. Talk to us about it.
Man, it was just like so beautiful, man. Like you got like all the pools there. As soon as you get there, I mean, you got the beautiful beach, like not that far away from the hotel, maybe like 5 minutes from walking. I mean, it was just so beautiful, man. Like you can't really explain it.
Wow. Wow. Now, how do I say this? Because I'm trying to make this a family-oriented show, but did you get a chance to check out the sites?
Yeah. But, I mean, there weren't a lot of place there to check out, you know what I mean? Like, because it's mainly a family resort. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, but there was a couple. You know, I had my eye. So.
Yeah. Well, I figured you probably had to have security around you. You probably had, you know, people coming up trying to catch autographs. And, you know, that's the guy from the bus. He wanted all. We saw him at Times Square. You know, I know it must have been crowded, man. You know, next time, you know, you can hire me for security. We've never met, but I'm a pretty big guy. And, you know, I can take one side. You know, we'll get T-Boy. You know, he'll take the other side. And you all set. All right, so tell us you won the game, and tell us about the championship game. How'd you feel? Were you nervous? How was the crowd? How was your opponent? Talk to us about the final.
I wasn't really nervous, you know what I mean? I was just mainly focused, you know, just focused on what I had to do and just kept my mind straight, you know, because I've been there before with Mad Nation and stuff, so I wasn't nervous at all, but And the crowd was, like, really into the game and all. I mean, mainly the crowd was on my side, I would say. You had a couple guys on the dude captain side. But, I mean, getting into the game, I mean, he won the toss, so I get the ball first. No, I'm sorry. My bad. I won the toss, and he gets the ball first. Comes out, scores, like, real fast. I mean, maybe, like, 2 minute drive or something like that. Then he goes for two. I stop him, so it's 6-0. I get the ball back. I drain him all the way down to like 1 minute left. I'm at his 30. It's like a third and three, something like that. He was running Fagdy where he had everybody in zone or whatever on a third and three. So I called a draw, and his defensive tackle shot right through and hit me. At that point, I was thinking, man, I got to take my points because I get the ball at half. So I took my points. It was 6-3 half. And I got the ball. I figured I had to score fast, so I couldn't give him time to drain on me and kick the game on the field goal or score and get the game on the touchdown or whatever. So I come out, score real fast in like 3 or 4 plays or something like that. And so it's now 10-6. He gets the ball, drains on me. He gets all the way down to like my 20-yard line, comes down to 4th and 8. I thought he was going to run a curl route, an out route, a fade, a slant, you know, anything. He called a 4th and 8 screen for the game, and I blew it up with Pat Watson, and that was the game. I just went crazy.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. So what do you, and forgive me for not being up on, I'm more into the competition than the prizes, but, you know, what do you win? When you win the big one, what's the grand prize?
You get $25,000 cash and $25,000 Best Buy gift card.
That's nice, man. Hey, check your PM because I already sent you my birthday request. I figure, you know, it's already in your inbox. But so what game was tougher? I'm sure you've been asked this before, but what game was tougher? The Turks and Caicos Madden Final or playing in Times Square? Knowing that ESPN was there, which game was tougher?
I would definitely say the Madden Nation game, because I mean, it's for $100,000. I mean, the $50,000 is nice, but that's $100,000 cash. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not to mention that it's in the middle of Times Square, and you got everybody and their mom in Times Square watching you play, and it was just really nerve wracking. Man, I was just so nervous for that game, but I mean, when it came down to kickoff, I was ready to go.
Now, how was that? You didn't talk a lot about that. How was, when you played in Times Square, now on television, it looks a little awkward. It looks like, I mean, it's a huge screen, but is it really awkward? Is it as awkward as it looks?
Yeah, like, because, like, before the first quarter even ended, my neck was hurting because you're looking up the whole time. Like, not even, like, almost straight up you're looking because it's so high up. But, I mean, after, like, I got used to it, but, I mean, and plus the TV was a little bit laggy. But yeah, it was definitely a little awkward. It took both of us to like halftime to get used to the TV.
Right. Wow. So what's next? What's next for Dynasty? I mean, you're on an incredible roll. Are you what's next for you? Are you gonna hit any local regional tournaments? Are you sitting back waiting for Players Bowl, or what's next for you?
I'm definitely going to go to my boy T-Boy's tournament, but I'm not going to play. I'm just going to go there and support my dudes in GTP and gamble on them and all. But the next tournament I'm going to play in is Players Ball. So.
Okay. All right. And message to all you top ballers out there. You hear right now probably the number one guy in the game, and what is he doing? He's going to his boy's tournament to support. So good. I love to hear that. That's a good, trend to set. And hopefully some of your colleagues will follow and realize that, you guys can be ambassadors to the sport. I think that's a great attitude to have, to go there and support your crew. And, I heard a lot of good things about you at the last tournament you went to, and you were saying a lot of kind words and really helping people out. And that's what we need. That's what we've been talking about for weeks on the show, and it's just nice to see it really happening. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
All right, let me also introduce to the show, my good friend NJ Rod. Welcome to the show, Rod.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. We're just sitting here having a good time. We got Coach K. We've got Convince from the EAFL. We've got, of course, the 2000. I'm gonna say it every time I mention your name. The 2009 Madden Challenge Champion Dynasty on the line. We've got T-Boy. Owner of the Harrisburg Ballers Club, chairman of Madden Federation, and he's got a big tournament coming up at the end of the week. Going to talk to him about that momentarily. We've got Rod on the phone, and I believe 804 area code. I believe this might be Little Man. Is this Little Man?
Nah, 804 is business.
I'm sorry, it's business. I meant to say business. I'm reading my little, I got a list of people that's calling in. Business, my man. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Thanks.
And business also has a big tournament coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. This is LAB's second tournament, and hopefully it'll be a nice little turnout as the first tournament. But I'd like to say thank you for you and Coach for sending out the invite. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem, man. We're just trying to do our part, We're trying to, there's enough to go around, and there's a lot of guys that are getting hungry, and I think, if we can turn to Rod for a second, Rod, your King of the Couch tournament on January 17th, man, everybody just talked about that, still talking about the turnout, talking about, how well everything went. I mean, it seemed as that one really, really went well.
Yeah, it went really well. I want to thank the guys for coming out, especially with some real short notice. Like, I didn't have that venue or anything set up until 8 days before. We had guys from six states came out from all over the place, and it was a real good time. Vince, you were there too, right?
Yeah. Me and my people made the 6.5-hour trip from Virginia.
Yes, sir. So we had Vince on there. We had LAB. We had pretty much everybody on the line that's on the line was there. Dynasty was there. Thing about Dynasty, man, like I seen this guy come from nowhere last year. Like Dynasty, you went to the championship against Nephew up in one of my tournaments, in Philly last year. That was like one of your first tournaments?
That wasn't one of my first. Yeah, around there. Something like that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he was coming out, man, and when he went up against Nephew, he was real tournament tested and, went to the championship that time. And, I knew this guy was going to be something special. And what was good is he had just won the Turks, and then he came out to Jersey to support his guys. I don't know if you guys know, but the trend of Madden champions, and I've, a lot of them have been through my events, Fool and Jarvis, a lot of these guys have been out. The one thing about them, for some reason, like after they win the championship, these guys are like ghosts. You know what I'm saying? You don't really get to see them that much, et cetera. The good thing about Dynasty, man, the guy came, right out, days after, a couple days after he won the event and cheered his boys on, and that was real good to see, man, as an ambassador for the game, something that we've been talking about for a while. So, I'd like to congratulate him, man, and, like I said, I've seen him come from rags to riches, man, so, I've seen it, and I know it's possible with hard work and everything. Also, great to see the guys from Virginia coming out there, just to see what was going on in the tournament scene out here. T-Boy came out and supported. It was just a real, real positive event. Real positive event. Coach K was out there doing his thing. For the I've been around for a while, man. I've done events all over the place, man. Arenas, this and that. You know, Dynasty can attest. You know, we've had NFL athletes, everything, man. But like that last week, that tournament that we did on the 17th was like really just like a really rejuvenating type event. You know, like I said, it was nothing special. Like I've been in arenas, stadiums, I've been everywhere, man. But we were just like in a, you know, in an office space, blah blah blah. But just the vibe and the positive energy and the, you know, the camaraderie and the crew versus crew, like all that stuff came, you know, just came at the right time. So I hope this is something that we can use as a springboard, you know, to really really ignite this tournament thing. And you know, and we got T-Boy and we got Virginia coming up this Saturday, you know, and I'm looking for great turnouts at both events.
Yeah, and you know, to piggyback one of your comments, you know, just to not to blow, you know, too much smoke, but to give credit where credit is due. You know, I think that what is going on here with the radio shows, I know there's another show out there that's trying to do its part with the tournaments, with a guy like Dynasty, who's probably the biggest name in the game now, but given time to come on our show, the other show, you know, we even had the night that you won Dynasty, you were actually trying to, you know, you calling one of your boys up here, and he was trying to connect with me to get you on our show right after you actually won, which unfortunately I didn't realize it, but just the effort, you know, just the thought, you know, that you thought about it and you were willing to do it was just marvelous. I mean, it was, you know, as we used to say back in my day, it was lovely, you know, and I just think that people now getting conscious about not just running in silos and just doing their own thing, but realizing, you know, if you give back to this community, it's going to bounce back and reward you 10 times. And I think people are starting to see that. So that's just, I mean, warms my heart, you know, frankly. All right, let me jump over to my brother, T-Boy, the man with 6 kids. Every time I think about that, I'm thankful I only have 2. And T-Boy, you got a big one coming up on Saturday, man. Talk to everybody about the Harrisburg Ballers Club tournament on Saturday.
It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun, though. I mean, a lot of people is talking about their coming, you know. But like what we really need them to do is pre-register, so we know they're coming. Well, you know, it's out there all over. Everybody knows about it. It's definitely going to be off the hook. I just picked up the trophies and everything for the event. It's just, you know, got a lot of nice little gifts. The buffet's going to be off the hook. You know what I mean? I guess I can go ahead and announce that. That's going to be barbecue, fried chicken, my special baked macaroni and cheese that I do with rigatoni pasta, all cheddared up with some sautéed green beans, some potato salad, and we're going to throw some Italian meatballs in there on the side for them to, you know, knick-knack on. You know what I mean? Plenty of soft drinks, you know what I mean? It'll be plenty of soda and stuff. We're going to have a cake there for Dynasty to show our, you know, so I want to show our congratulations for him winning, so got him a little cake with congratulations to him on there, you know what I mean, and plus some other cake, lemon cake and pound cake too, chocolate cake too, you know what I mean, so. And plus, it's good. Oh, yeah, we are going to be having a Madden tournament other than everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's a Madden tournament, and, you know what I mean, and it's going to be 2K9. You know, we're gonna have 2K9 on one of the 42-inch screens. This should be like 5 42-inch screens, 10 32-inch screens, and then we have a section for Smash Brothers that'll be jumping off. So it's gonna be a pretty tight event. A lot of people talking about it. It's, you know, some locals is really milling around, talking about they want to come and check it out and meet some of the guys. Because the last tournament I had, a few locals came through and took some pictures with RG and Dynasty and all them guys. Dynasty, you remember the guys? Kids came out, took pictures with y'all, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was December 13th. So they'll be back again. They want to come and see that. They want to come and see y'all, you know. So it's supposed to be a lot of guys coming, you know. So I'm just going to get ready and do my thing.
All right. So now let's talk about, you say you want people to pre-register. So everybody, and I know I got a lot of guys in my league that said that they were going actually to both tournaments. So guys, you're hearing request to pre-register. So how would someone go ahead and pre-register, and where, what time, all that good stuff, T-Boy?
Okay, well, you can pre-register right on my website, Harrisburg, it's hbtpga.com. Just go right to the website and click on registration. That'll be found right underneath the Madden Federation logos at line, about six lines down maybe. Just click on registration right there. And then when you get to the registration page, you'll see it'll come up. You'll see a Madden cover, a 2K9 cover, and a Smash Brothers cover with the price and the pay now button. You can also choose your console. You know what I mean? It's a drop box that if you want to be on 360, PlayStation 2, or the PlayStation 3 tournament, you just choose whichever one you want and just hit pay now. And then you just put in your credit card information with PayPal, which is secure. And the schedule is right underneath there on the registration page. So if you want the complete schedule, it's right there. The registration is from 10 to 12 a.m. The tournament will start about 12:30. The buffet will be starting between 2 and 4 p.m. And the playoffs for NBA, 2K9, and the Madden should be starting around 4. And the tournament will probably end up around 10. So we got it mapped out to the T. You know, I've been doing this thing for a minute now.
Hey, Coach K, suggestion. Why don't you put a link on our community forum and the EAFL forums so anybody listening or anyone who visits our forums, right in the community section, Coach K will have a link up where you guys can just click right on it, take you right to the registration page.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. And if any from TML want to put that link up on it, I don't want to do it because I'm not a mod on the TML boards, but we'll have it in at least the EAFL section, and I'm sure someone will pick it up and put it in the TML section as well. So it'll be easy for you guys to go ahead and click on that, pre-register, read up a little bit more about it, and, you know, make sure you get over there and get that plate, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a hype time, though. I'm excited, so I'm just going to wait and see what happens. Delph said he's definitely winning this one. So,
all right.
I told him I was messing with him. I said I hope he gets out of round robin. I know it's some tough dudes that come out on the East Coast, you know.
Right.
Big shout out to Delph because he's been ruling up there in the Midwest, or in Ohio, doing his thing real big. He's running through the Hooter tournament like it ain't nothing right now.
Well, I think Delph probably has, you know, one philosophy.
Hello, you play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win, and I don't care if you don't have.
All right, I had to get that one in there. I love that one. All right, I got a lot of calls. Before we continue talking tournaments, let me see who we have on the line. I got a lot of calls coming through. 702 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
T, this is Roland Rapp from Las Vegas. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Who is this again?
Doing good. Yeah, this is Roland Rapp, EAFL PS3.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm the only dude who's 0-57. Yeah,
perfect. Glad you called in. All right.
Yeah,
now, here's the guy. I'm glad you called in. Glad.
Uh-huh.
This guy right here in the PS3 League, 57 straight losses. Okay, nobody laugh now. This guy's got more heart than a lot of players. On the line, we also have, right now, the best Madden player in the world, Dynasty. So we have the best in the world, and we
and
have
the
one of the worst in the world. Dynasty, you know, what can you say to this guy? He's got a lot of heart, okay? I've never had a guy, never in the EAFL. We do, you know, like to think we have some of the best competition out there for any league, period. And we've never had a guy that has lasted this long. Usually when guys go on losing streaks, they quit. Okay, this guy doesn't quit. He's got more heart than most guys do. Any advice for him? 0-57. Any advice for him to help him get that first
hit? 0-57. That's like trying to help the Lions right now. And it just stay with it, man. You know, eventually it'll all come together. So just stay with it, you know. I started out as a bum. So I mean, you just gotta just stay with it, man. Just go to practice mode and just hit the lab, man. You can't be 0-57 forever.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it won't be 0-58. We'll see what happens there. But it's been a good experience through the whole EAFL thing. I joined in August, and it was this podcast actually that got me into it. And I said, well, they had some openings with PS3. I'll give it a shot. You know, I'm not quite as young as everybody, but I'm in my 30s. But I still enjoy the game ever since came out back when I was in high school. You know, in the late 80s, early 90s, and it's just a nice way to play the game, because like I got sick of people quitting on me every time I played like a ranked or an unranked game, and I was just sick of the garbage that they would be throwing at me, saying that that was a bomb or stuff like that. So I joined the AFL to get a really good atmosphere to go ahead and work on the game, and I've been close a couple times. I just make bad reads. That's mainly my thing here. With the 2009 version of the game. But the cool thing is I learned stuff in the AFL, and I use it to torment people back in my work league. Because, yeah. You know, we have other guys who are, like, in their 30s and 40s who just play during lunch. And, you know, I just use what I learned from guys like Architect and when he was still in the league, and the current guys who are there now, especially Wago. He showed me some stuff how to snug. So I've been using that to kill guys in the other week. So I guess that's what's worth it to me. I guess the 57 losses in EAFL are worth the 5 or so I get in the work league every season. So.
Well, you know, you got a tip from the best player out there that says, hey, you know, he wasn't always the best, and he just had to work hard. And you know, now he's saying to you, you know, do the same thing. Just keep working at it. And when you do get that first win, I want you to come back on the show, and I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, you'll be seeing fireworks from Vegas if that happens. I'm just hoping to get it by the time 100 comes over. But I want to congratulate Dynasty, and I want to thank you for the show. And
well,
I guess I'll just sit here and listen if
okay.
You know, there are no other questions. But thanks, Steve.
Nope.
Thanks for the league, and thanks for the show, and thank you everybody in AFL. Hopefully I won't get too many losses, but I'll never quit.
We appreciate the support. We really do. Thanks for calling in. I'll go ahead and mute you and enjoy the show.
All right, take care.
All right. You know, you gotta love a guy like that who, you know, doesn't quit. You know, just keeps at it. Gotta love it. All right. The phones are buzzing. 732 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, little man?
Oh, there's little man. All right, I confused the area codes earlier. Welcome to the show, little man. I'm going to ask you about the King of the Couch tournament that you were victorious in momentarily. Let me get to a couple of these other calls. Hang in there. All right. 440 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? It's Gambino. How you doing, man?
Gambino! Pleasant surprise.
Doing?
Welcome to the show.
I just figured I'd drop on here for a quick second, and I want to give a few thank yous out there. Obviously, T-Boy and Rod and all these promoters that put on these tournaments for these guys. I mean, it's great what you guys do. I really appreciate what you guys do for all these guys wanting to play in tournaments and playing organized events like that. I also want to just give a couple quick congratulations. Obviously, Dynasty. You know, congratulations, man. You did it.
Thanks, man.
You know, no one can ever take that away from you. I know I posted that on board, but I just wanted to say that. And T for EAFL, man. Just through to what is it, the seventh league now? So
seven leagues?
I think seven, right? You got the main
league.
Yeah,
seven leagues.
Yeah.
Seven leagues now, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick call and give a couple thank yous and one shot. And also, I'm in one of your leagues now. I don't know if you're aware of that, but look out for me in the NCAA dynasty. That's right.
Oh yeah. I know everybody in the league, man. I saw you in there. I sent a message to the commissioner. I said, take care of him now. That's the owner of the Madden Lab, man. Take good care of him.
All right, guys. I'll let you get back to Dynasty a little, man. But, I appreciate what everybody on this line does.
Yes, sir. Yeah, real quick, this is Rod. I've been listening and stuff like that. I've been around for Madden a long time, man. And this is the first time, I think ever, where you've had, like, every element of, like, Madden, just, like, together. You know what I'm saying? Like, on one type line, as far as ballers, the best baller, the worst baller, promoters, guys that run websites, guys that run leagues, radio shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, this right here is something that's special, and anybody that's been around has probably never seen this type of unity ever in that. I don't know, Gambito, you can tell me. I don't know. I've never seen it. All these different elements that come together.
It seems like we are all, coming together to make it bigger and bigger, and, the more close-knit a community we become, the bigger it'll get. The bigger it gets, then that's when the sponsors come, and that's what we all need.
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, that's a great observation, Rod. And we're just here to do our part. I mean, we're not in this alone by any stretch of the imagination, but we certainly feel like we can help. And with all of the conversations on togetherness and support, we figured we would offer a venue for everybody to do that, instead of just talking about it. Now here's a venue where people can call in, and we don't discriminate. Anybody can call a show and be heard and participate, and that's what we're looking for. So we love it, and we just want to keep it going.
Yes, sir.
All
right, I'm with it.
All right. Well, Gambino, thank you, sir. I know you're a busy man, so I appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. That's Gambino, the owner of the Madden Lab, themaddenlab.com. Guys, check it out. Check it out right now. Appreciate you calling in.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the plug,
all right.
By the way.
Oh, anytime, all right, brother. All right. Have a good night. All right, got a couple more calls. Let me get to. Let me see. If we have any more surprises? Now this here is. Let's see. I can't keep up. This is a four. This is 404. 404. Yes, sir.
Yo.
Welcome to the show.
Guess who it is? This is Boy Boom, man. What's good?
Oh, Young Boom.
What's good?
All is
from Boom, what's going on? Yeah, chilling, man. What y'all been up to, man?
Doing all right, man. What do you got to offer the Madden voice tonight, sir?
Well, I told Coach K a while ago, man, I got a little baby on the way, little baby boy. Baby Boom finna be on the sticks. I'm gonna introduce him to the EAFL. Once get old enough.
Hey, we'll let him in. He's probably already better than you.
hey, Dynasty on the line? Is Dynasty on the line?
Yeah.
Yo, Dynasty, what round did Bud lose in?
Who, Bud?
Yeah.
I beat him in the Final Four.
Oh, you beat him in the Final Four?
Yeah.
So who you beat in the championship?
The online dude, Captain. The dude who won the online challenge.
Oh,
get off me, son.
Yeah, get off me, son.
All right, that's cool.
All right. Well, hey, Boom, congratulations on the son on the way.
Yes,
listen, I have no problem with, you naming it T or T Junior or little T out of respect. I mean, it's all right. You can do that if you want, man. Just putting it out there. All right, I think we lost Bull. But Bull must have had his woman saying, get off the phone. All right, we have a Skype caller. Skype caller, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello. This is Habib.
Habib.
Hi.
Hello, Habib.
What is going
Hi.
On? I'm very famous in the Madden web. This is my favorite football game, Madden. I love it.
Okay.
I'm from Pakistan. I'm one of the best outside of the country good players.
Outside of this country?
Yes.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm from Pakistan.
Oh, wow. So you are
yes.
calling us using Skype from the country of Pakistan.
Yes, I like this game very much. It's my favorite game. I love it.
Now,
love
how
it.
did you hear about the Madden Voice from Pakistan?
Oh, actually, because I usually listen to these radio shows, and I seen one about Madden. Like, I log on real fast to listen to it.
Ah. Hey, just so you know, Habib, your accent's coming in and out. You may want to turn your accent up a little bit. All right, I think we just lost Habib. Well, Habib, it's nice to know that the Madden Voice can reach all the way out to Pakistan. All right. That was pretty good. All right. 443 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Big Game James.
Big Game James.
Yes, sir.
Show.
Big Game.
What's going on, son? I hear Don's coming around. You think you're tough, Donovan?
I'm all right, James. I'm all right.
I don't want to told you he's going to win. You need to be thanking me for telling you he's going to win back in July.
Yeah, that's my dude. He's still my dude.
Congrats, though, homie.
Thanks, man.
Now, you know, what I always like to do, because I never know, I may have other people from Pakistan listening to the show. All of us here on the line, you know, we know who you are. But for anyone out there listening that doesn't know who you are, quick recap, tell the world, who is Big Game James?
Well, to be honest, if you're playing Madden in the tournament circle and you really don't know who I am, then you really need to, you know, do your research. But, you know, I've been doing this since about, you know, 02, 03. Won nationals back in 04. EA Challenge, 05. Countless tournaments. I don't really know how many. But, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I'm one of the vets. I'm getting old, but, you know, I'm still doing it.
Sounds good. So, were you down in Terps?
No, I didn't go, man. That's a little out of my jurisdiction. Anything in the Continental, I'd have been there. You know what I'm saying? Me and wifey chose to save the money and put it towards other things.
I hear you, man. I would have loved to have gone to just, you know, I tried to be security for Dynasty, but, you know, he said he couldn't hang, couldn't do it. So I tried. Told him I'd do it for free, you know, but he didn't take it. So, you know, I was sitting up here watching on the boards like everybody else, so.
Well, him and Mark dogging my pick to win, so I feel like a kind of a prophet. I thought he was gonna win the Mad Nation show too, but he ain't had no run deal. But it's all good.
Yeah.
So
nah, I had run deal. I just didn't have it with the Niners, man.
I hear that. I definitely hear that.
Yeah, what's up, Big Game? This is Rod from Jersey. What's going on, Big Game?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? Well, I want to make a real quick comment about Big Game James. He's one of the guys I call a transition baller. Like, he's from a throwback that's from, like, the old days of, like, you know, Lou Tillery and those guys. They were doing Curly Top was actually playing back then, et cetera, et cetera. And he's still competitive, like, now. I think he might be, like, the last one, maybe him and Big Game. Maybe the last two guys left in the nation from, like, that transition time. James, like, how do you stay on top or like stay competitive where like everybody else, like from your generation, is falling off?
To be honest, I really don't know how to answer that because, in my opinion, these past two Madden games on the next gen have been god awful. So I just try to play football. I don't do what everybody else does. I was just playing online a couple of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Dude just converted a 4th and 52 on me with a curl route. Like, this game is terrible. And it's just like I play real football, you know, I run the ball, got a couple routes here and there, I got defense. But normally I win my games by outsmarting people. I'm smarter than most people I play, so I figure eventually you'll make a mistake, and I won't. So that's how I win most of my games.
Gotcha.
So any tournaments coming up in your near future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going, Saturday, going to T-Boy Joint in Harrisburg, you know what I'm saying? Me and a couple of my guys from Baltimore plan to come up there and make some noise. You know, one of us going to take this one. I'm tired of Philly winning everything. Little Man ain't going to win. Dynasty ain't going to win. If
somebody
he plays.
From Gatetown will win. I'm saying it right now. Somebody from Gatetown will win.
You got to be kidding me. No way. If Dynasty doesn't play, Philly won't win, period. Little Man won't win. Won't nobody else win. I don't know we talk trash. However, what nobody from Philly will win this tournament. I promise you that.
And the good news is we have the audio tape. So, you know, I can pull this audio
tape up.
Play it back.
In the archives, somebody from Gatetown will win this tournament.
And then when they don't win, then what? Well, you know what? One of y'all might win because y'all got 26 people in the crew.
That's just how we roll.
All of y'all run. It's like 30 y'all in the tournament. It's only like 45 people there. One of y'all going to win. But I personally think that somebody from EMB is going to win, and that's my crew. So I got, you know, me, Brusk, or Evil taking this joint. Maybe not so much me because I'm kind of in the background now. I'm still going to knock some people out, and I play for the bread. I might not win the tournament, but I'll play for the money, period.
Gotta love it, gotta love it. All right, hang tight. I'm going to get to a couple more of these calls. See if we have any other surprises. 614 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. All right, 614 didn't want to speak. Maybe he was from India. All right. 419 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. 419 area code. Last chance, 419. All right. Well, we're going to move on from 419. And another 201. We already have Rod on, but now we have another 201 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, that was my mama voice. And she tell me two things. I don't want you some...
What?
Don't... Just... Uh-huh. Time zone. Time zone. That pizza? You see... Iceland 55-419.
Who are you, babe?
Iceland.
All right.
We're going
to let him go. Hey, listen, we appreciate everyone calling in, and we want to have some fun, too. But, guys, you know, I know some of you guys think it's funny to call in and pretend to be from Pakistan or whatever. But, listen, you know, we're trying to have a positive show. We got some big tournaments. We got some great guests. And, come on, let's step it up a little bit. Let's stay away from some of that. You know, it's a little bit funny, but now let's get away from that. All right. Okay, we have 419 area code has returned. 419, are you there this time? 419 area code.
Wow.
All right, dude. Letting you go. And he is, all right. We have a Skype caller calling in. Skype caller,
hello.
Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up?
Man, this is getting old, man.
All right, goodbye.
Please hang up.
Right, yep, I've already hung up on him. All right.
You guys got to grow up, man. Seriously.
Seriously. All right.
What happens is when you start getting popular and stuff like that, and the word gets out, you know, that's what comes with popularity. You start getting little things happening, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, just keep on doing your thing, man.
It won't discourage me. I mean, I got the switchboard. All I got to do is click a button, and they're gone. So that's all good. 347 area code.
What up?
What's happening? Welcome
to
the Madden.
James, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
James, it's your favorite Madden player out of New York City.
I don't have any favorites anywhere except for Baltimore.
James. Yo, Jimmy.
What's up, man?
What up? It's Joey.
What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Blast from the past.
Yeah, I figured, I mean, you called up, and I mean, you're as old as dirt and Madden, and I'm a little bit after you, so I figured I'd just call up and say what up. I mean, when it comes to Madden, you're a statue. So I mean, I don't even know. I mean, what does that make me? I don't know. I mean, so
you right there with me, buddy. What's going on?
Nah, I'm just hanging out. I'm actually calling to ask Dynasty who he's gonna root for in the Super Bowl. Is he rooting for the Eagles? Oh, Dynasty,
hey,
I'm sorry,
hey,
man.
What happened?
That's a low blow.
The Eagles.
That's
Yo, Len, Len, I'm sorry, man.
That's a low blow.
Don't steal him.
Oh man, what's going on?
That's not cool.
Yo, Len, I
know
still got,
you
I still
really
give you the. I still gotta give you the 20 from the Giant game.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got you on that.
We had to knock them Giants, so we don't play with them dudes.
Yeah, the whole season for the Giants was a wash. That ended pretty bad.
Honestly, if on the 4th-and-1, the Cardinals called a counter. That was the worst call ever.
Yo, and Len, if you see Len, he was stopped in the backfield until he bounced it out.
I know that was the worst call. All playoffs. That was such a bad play call, man.
Yeah. Rod, what's up, man?
What's going on, dude?
How's everything been, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Just saying what's up.
I'm all right, man. Yeah, I heard you opened up a club or something, man. I did see that on the Facebook. What's that about?
Yeah, oh, no, what do you call it? I mean, I don't know if the guys on the radio show mind if I plug a little bit. Do you guys care?
Well, introduce yourself so everybody knows who's talking.
Oh, young well, it's young fella from New York, EBC. Still repping for the EBC, even though that might be dead and gone a little bit. But we'll never really, in my heart, we'll never go away. And just calling, just say what's up. Been playing Madden for a while. Everybody should pretty much know that. But in terms of the club, just anybody in the New York City area, I just opened up a nightclub in Staten Island, New York. It's called Raw Lounge. It's a real nice upscale kind of place. We had the grand opening last week, and things went really well with that. So, Rod, I appreciate you asking about that. Things went well. Hopefully things continue to go well. And if there's anybody in the Madden community out there on the East Coast that's going to be in New York City, if you want to just come show some love and come hang out for a little bit, I'd appreciate that. Thanks for bringing that up, Rod. I appreciate it.
Yeah, one more call again. What's it called again?
It's called Raw Lounge. R-A-W, Raw Lounge.
Raw Lounge on Staten Island. I'm gonna make a note of that.
Hey, I need a VIP in that, Joey, for real. You already know what it is.
Jimmy, I got you.
Hey, Tronzo, real quick. I had a call from somebody that wanted to run some Madden down in Staten Island on Broad Street downtown. Like that's pretty much a bad area, right?
It's not as bad of an area as it used to be. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys remember. You guys remember Rod? You would definitely remember Jay Rios from the Bronx.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, me and Jay, like 2 years ago, actually inquired about throwing tournaments out in Broad Street, and we couldn't really find a spot. But I think that if you did throw a tournament down there, I mean, the area is not ideal. It's not like a really nice area, but it's getting a lot better than it used to be. So I mean, I mean, if you threw a tournament there, I mean, I'd help you with any logistics that you needed. And I mean, I think it's a nice spot because it's only like 25 minutes from Manhattan, and you know, it wouldn't be hard to get a lot of people down there. So
yeah, I got a venue, Joey. Will my Halo guys come down there?
I don't see why they wouldn't. Like, I mean, 5 years ago, it was really bad down there, but they did, like, this new, like, revitalization project over there where they pumped a lot of money into it. So, I mean, I don't have a girlfriend because I'm one of the ugliest dudes ever, but if I had a girlfriend, I'd take her out on Broad Street. I wouldn't really mind.
All right, so we'll talk about that, man. We got some magic from the Staten Island soon, then.
Yeah, Rod, I hope so, man. And Jimmy, speaking of girlfriends, how's your girl? She's doing good?
He is doing well. He listens to the show now.
Tell her I said hello.
Will do.
Appreciate that.
Well, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, everybody check out the Raw Lounge in Staten Island. And I made a note of it. So I live right here in Connecticut, so I'm not too far away. So, you know, I may have to go check it out. I'm with James, man, VIP, though. If I come down, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah absolutely. I mean, we all got to take care of each other, right? So.
Yes, sir.
I'm coming with my Madden jersey on, so you'll know.
You might be a little underdressed if you got a Madden jersey on.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
It's all good. Thanks, man.
No problem.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got a 413 caller, and that must be none other than our we have a new league, as Gambino was nice enough to mention earlier. We are now at 7 leagues. We've opened our latest league called EAFL. Canada, another minor league for the EAFL, and we have on the line our new co-commissioner of EAFL Canada, the one and only Esgibs. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? This is actually a representative from Esgibs Inc., team member from our advisory board. Just calling in, say, you know, how you guys doing?
We're doing well.
All right, excellent. And first off, you know, actually this just in, received a email here real quick. Esgibs is congratulating Dynasty on a Madden Challenge victory. So that's on behalf of us here at Esgibs Inc. and Esgibs himself. He would just like to say thank you, congratulations to Dynasty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, also here at Esgibs Inc., we, you know, we have a question for you, Dynasty. Is it okay if we go ahead and ask you that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, we understand that you played Esgibs. Is that correct?
Yes, on Gamers Today.
All right, and what was the outcome of that game?
Come on, man. He beat
me. This is Esgibs Inc. We're trying to set up a rematch. We had received a few rematch inquiries from you. And that's all.
He beat me for $5 on Gamers Today.
All right. Hey, that's all we needed. That's all we needed. I heard it from the man, the truth. That's okay. Now, next, we also wanted to touch base with Big Game James. This is Esgibs Inc. as well. Big Game James, we understand that you actually played Esgibs down in Washington, D.C. Tom, you may not have known that, but you threatened an innocent bystander when you were playing Esgibs because he was beating you. You then threatened to punch someone in the face. Yes. We were just wondering, you know, hopefully you changed your ways. This is the man community. You know, we try not to preach that. So here at Esgibs Inc., you know, we just want to let you know.
Who were you again?
We were there. Understand. That's all.
Say that the EAFL disavows any knowledge of this phone call. This will...
If I threaten to punch somebody, he must have done something stupid or something.
Wow.
Yo, who are these
tournament?
I think it was a poor attempt at humor, and we apologize for the very poor attempt at humor, and that call has been terminated. So, you know, our apologies at the poor. I knew nothing about it. My apologies for the poor attempt at humor. And let's just move on. That's what we do in Radio Land. We just move on. So we're just going to move on. And we have the 201. Did I already get this? 201, not Rod, 201 area code. Did I already get you?
Yeah. You got them already.
All right. Fifth guy, one last shot, 419. 419 area code. You got one last shot.
Just listening.
I'm sorry?
Just listening.
Can't really make out what your name is, sir.
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay.
That's Del.
Is that Del? Delph, is that you?
Yeah, man. What's good, man? I'm just listening, dog. I'm driving in this blizzard, man. Just trying to hear what y'all talking about, you know.
Yeah, well, I hear you, man. That blizzard's heading this way, but hey, you know, we understand. We don't want to be responsible for any tough, you know, car rides for you. But you've been already put out there as a favorite to win the upcoming tournament. Now, is this true? How do you feel about that?
Oh, they said I'm a favorite. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't feel like nobody's seeing me right now, dude. I mean, I ain't want to talk stuff, man. My game speaks for itself. I mean, I just feel like if I execute, ain't nobody going to do nothing. I'm just going to blow everybody out, flat out.
Hey, I respect that, you know. Let your game talk for you. I respect that.
I'm going to hold it down, though. You know what I mean? I'm going to come out there and do me, hold it down for Ohio, man.
All right. right.
I ain't been out to no East Coast tournaments, man, so I'm kind of excited about this. You know what I mean? The Midwest, we don't get a lot of respect. Everybody always talking about these East Coast cats, and, I mean, we don't never go to tournaments, bro. Like, people from the West Coast, probably just problem, maybe, with, like, Prodigy, my dude Prodigy, he don't come out to the East Coast. I mean, nobody from the Midwest really goes out there as a porn star, but, I mean.
Hey, Dope. He comes
from the Midwest, and, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Hey, Dope, I was talking to Prodigy in Turks. He said he'd make his first Players Bowl appearance.
Oh, he said he's going to. Yeah, he said. That's what he said, but I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Who was that, Dynasty?
Yeah, man.
Oh, what up?
What's up, man?
Man, this
hey, Delph, man, this is a big game. So when you going to be out in Harrisburg, Delph? This is a big game.
I'll be out there this weekend. Why, you want the rematch or something?
Chill out, boys. What? I mean, see, now you want to talk all crazy. You know, what we going to do for this time?
Man, we can do something, man. We can work
My homeboy said he was going to play you, so I'm going to try to figure out what's the deal with that. My homeboy.
Oh, you don't want to play me no more, man?
I play every. Look, first of all, don't talk. What happened last time you came to Players Bowl last year? You lost 28-0.
Hey, that was the Players Bowl, man. Like, I ain't even played a game like that, bro.
I don't play the game this year, though.
Hold on,
I don't practice.
Last
you
time
beat
we played,
man. You beat me.
Okay.
We'll talk to you. For $20, right. You beat me. That's
$20.
Cool. But last year, you lost 28-0. You didn't score a point. 28-0. You didn't score a point. A point. No one from Ohio is coming over here and winning a goddamn thing. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. No one from Ohio is coming out here and winning anything. You included. How about that?
I don't really care, man.
You don't gotta care.
Come
you don't gotta care. You come out here and lose.
Come out there
wasted,
and do my
wasted
thing.
Trip. Wasted trip. You a bum and always going to be dumb because
I go
out
there by myself.
Wow. I'll be there.
I don't need 50 people in the background hyping me up, dog. I'm by myself everywhere I go.
And you know what? I respect that. But you're still going to lose. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm by myself, too. I don't got many people behind me.
I hear you.
Good. Hit me loud and clear because you will lose.
Are you,
I promise
are you
that.
Are you playing?
Yes, I am.
Why are you playing?
Yes, I'm playing.
But why are you playing?
All right, hold on. The only way I can get a word in is to mute people. We certainly condone smack talk. We're going to allow for some smack talk. But let's be respectful, guys. I just cut off one guy who I thought was stepping over the line a bit. And we go back, and now this is getting worse. So let's be cool, okay? A little smack talk's okay, but when we start saying guys are bums and all that, let's not have that, all right, guys?
That's how people do when you're winning.
Me and Duff are cool.
Me and James always go at it, though.
We are cool.
That's how people do when you're a threat. If you ain't a threat, ain't nobody going to say nothing. You know what I mean?
And that's very true, which is why we talk to each other. We both threats, but we cool. You know what I'm saying? We could never go and play, and it is what it is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ain't no ill will towards us. It's fun to talk trash. When I get cracked, I'll be the first to shake his hand.
it's all good.
All right. Well, you know, Commissioner always got to, you know, try to keep some order in the world, though. I always got to try to. Hey, listen, you guys talk about being old. I'm probably the oldest guy on this call, man. Between me and T-Boy, I think I might even have T-Boy.
I'm kind of close.
Delph, old school, I'm about to be 26.
Oh,
dang, I'm 27. All right, Delph, we right there then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well. I wish, man. Right, T-Boy? I wish.
This is what these guys do, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
T-Boy put me on Front Street, man. I was trying to chill, man. Hey, you better have some extra wings for that, too, man, at the tournament.
He deserves extra rings for driving from Ohio. He deserves extra rings for that.
Hey, while on the line, also, I want to make sure he gets a chance to promote business. Elijah, I don't even know what to call you, man. I got like four names for you, but are you still online?
Yeah, I'm still here, just taking everything in. Like I'm still new to this tournament scene, so I mean this is all knowledge to me.
Well, that's great. We'll talk about your tournament coming up.
Right, I appreciate it. With the scheduling problems, I'm at the mercy of my sponsor right now. Me and T-Boy got a tournament on the same day. But much love. Mine is for the locals. And, I mean, we got about 27 people pre-registered right now, and we're in the final week, so we're trying to pull hard for that 64-player Madden tournament. Top prize is $1,000. I know guaranteeing money is not big in the Madden community, but we're just trying to build a name for ourselves. And we're guaranteeing $1,000 top prize, and we also giving, like, a Super Bowl replica trophy. It's not going to be sterling silver or platinum or whatever. It's going to be a nice little crystal trophy based off of the Super Bowl. And we got a nice little after party for the 21 and up people that after they lose or win, just release some stress and go hang out the club and drink and all that good stuff.
That's what's up.
That sounds good. Just make sure you check IDs. That's all I got to say.
Definitely. I also want to say we giving away food, too. So, I mean, if food is included with your purchase. And so, we got a couple names coming down that can't make it to T-Boy. We got a couple EFL members coming down, Bama and Titan, and Convince even making his way from St. Louis to travel down here with Bama. So, we looking forward. We're going to treat them well when they come down here. And I want to also say that much respect goes out to the whole GTP. I mess with them. And I messed with the Brotherhood, too, because, I mean, that was my first time at Rod's tournament, seeing all the crews come together, and I loved it. Like, niggas was betting on me, and they didn't even know who I was. Sorry for the N-word. But, I mean, it was the whole atmosphere at Rod's tournament was great. That's what something I want to work toward. And, I mean, also congrats to Lil Man making that trip out to the big city tournaments. We need that. We need everybody to travel everywhere, because, I mean, I know Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey got it on lock right now. But there's tournaments everywhere, and if everybody travel to everybody's tournament, this whole Madden community can eat. I mean, I'm in Richmond, Virginia right now. It's hard to get people. And so, I mean, I'm trying, me and my little brother, we're trying our hardest. And like I said, we only got one tournament under our belt, and we know it's a long road in front of us. But I appreciate all the support and all the information that everybody's giving me.
Yo, man, congratulations on that 27 pre-registered. That's what's up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, and we also appreciate the disclaimer that you're not intentionally trying to divert resources by scheduling on the same day. You're at the mercy of your sponsor. And, hey, I think everyone can respect that. If you've got a sponsor, they're kind of calling the shots. So, you know, I don't think anyone can argue with that right there. So, doing some good stuff down there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're trying it. I'm trying to work my way to Rod. I mean, Rod's tournament was like a fire under me, man. Even though he said it was last minute, it looked like something that he put months into. I mean, like, as far as the turnout and how many people all over he had, it was a real nice tournament. And also, congrats to Dynasty again. I mean, he's mad cool. He said he said himself, yo, it don't even seem like it hasn't hit him yet that he won that money. He's still a regular dude. So keep it up, man.
Yeah, man, thanks. You too, down there, man. The first tournament, man, I seen that video on the lab, man. That thing was popping, man, the tournament.
Appreciate it. We will have the number 2 YouTube up there probably like 2 weeks after the 31st.
What's up? Now, also on the line, we've got the winner of the January 17th King of the Couch. Little Man, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, if we say that Dynasty right now is just on an incredible roll, I think at the same time, you have certainly turned a lot of heads, and people are really noticing your skills. Talk to us about your victory at the King of the Couch on the 17th.
It was a good experience. A lot of my crews were getting knocked off, and, you know, Dynasty came, he brought me to the side and said, you're the last one, you know, you're the last one in it, so you're going to have to do your best and just win it, and that took a lot of pressure off me, I have everyone behind my back, you know, to help me win, and Dynasty was there through all the games, you know, and I really happy that he was there, you know, because I can't really do it alone. So, I mean, I just want to thank Dynasty for being there for me.
You might be.
You can do it alone,
okay,
man.
Oh,
how,
man,
sweet. How sweet. How sweet. You can do it alone.
Wonderful,
man.
Real man.
Yeah.
That's true love. That's true love.
Hey, you can't be little man your whole life, man.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, you can.
It's hard to do it by myself, you know.
Can I get that rematch from that little man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who it is.
But yeah, I mean,
so,
I'm happy I won.
Little man.
Yeah.
What happened at Big City, man? I didn't even see you, I mean, I didn't really see you play, dog.
I mean, the dude, I mean, he was good, but, you know, I dropped two picks, and I used the strip twice, and I didn't get it back. But, you know, he dotted me some on the last drive, and, you know, he just got the win. So,
Hey, why you giving Dynasty all this love? You need to give your cousin some love, man. He be driving you all over the country.
Yeah, I know.
For real.
Man, he likes to drive a lot of places, you know.
Yo, he'd drive this guy to a tournament like 10 hours, sleep in the car, and then wake up and drive him home.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess he likes to drive. I don't know. So.
Yeah, one of the things that we did in this particular tournament is the champion, Little Man, one of my tournaments, we gave him a free entry to the Harrisburg joint. And we're going to do that again with the Harrisburg joint for my February 28th joint. Just a way to, you know, just show the community, you know, that we got some unity here. You know, we're doing things together. So, you know, just to make a link, almost like a little circuit, you know, going around. And, you know, you need the little circuits for, like, you know, when the big things come up, the Players Bowl and everything else. But you need circuit to run to keep this thing going. I think we're on to a good thing. We got Little Man got free entry this time, and we'll see whoever wins this will get free entry to my February 28th joint. So, you know, we like what's going on so far. Me and T-Boy got some plans, and we're hoping that, you know, we get everybody else involved.
That sounds good. Hey, Little Man, are you planning to attend any tournaments this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Harrisburg.
Okay. All right. Hey, we still got Coach K. Are you still online?
Yep, I'm right here.
You've been awfully quiet, man. Any comments? Any, you know, anything?
Nah, just taking it in. Just looking forward to the tournaments this weekend. Should be a lot of action.
Okay. Guys, I mean, the form is, let me try this, but it was a little bit of talk about Super Bowl. We've got several people on the line. We're all Madden heads, but we all love football too. You know, I don't care who goes first, but who do you guys, you know, right now the Steelers are the favorites.
That's
but,
right, we are.
I got
but,
the Cardinals,
you know,
getting the 7.
Who said that?
Dynasty.
Honestly, you know I'm not giving you 7 points. I'm from Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying? There's no way we lose this game. We got D.
I know, I already
know
told
you.
We talked about it in the party earlier. I like the Cardinals getting the 7. I really
do. Who in their right mind is going to give you 7 points? They got O. They're going to score points. The final score is going to be 27-24 Pittsburgh. Because
look,
they won't be able to stop our run game.
Oh,
look, I got Arizona taking it if the referees play fair. Because everybody know in that Seattle game, the referees had yellow towels in their pocket.
But you know why that happened? You know why that happened? Because when the Steelers were there before, back in Super Bowl 30, they paid our quarterback to throw the ball to the Cowboys, so we lost. So they owed us one.
Cardinals definitely taking it.
Who thinks, like, you know, one of the bets for the Super Bowl is the Gatorade color? Like, what, for the winning team, what the Gatorade color is going to be?
Orange. Red.
I bet yellow.
Yellow drinks red Gatorade. That's Kool-Aid. They won't have Kool-Aid on the side, huh? That's just not right.
They have a line on that?
Yeah, they got a line on that. They got a line on if there's going to be a safety or not. Like, it's like 10-1 odds. If there's going to be a safety in the game, they got heads or tails. Probably everybody knows that. They got, I forget, a whole bunch of prop bets in that, man. I think the Steelers are going to win, though. I mean, but if the Eagles, if my Eagles would have pulled off that comeback victory, I mean, it would have got real, real bad for Steelers. Sorry to say.
The Eagles do not deserve to be there, I'm sorry to say. They
we don't. McNabb choked. He laid down for the cash on that last drive. So it was
well,
a his career.
You know, but you know what? The problem was not the last drive. The problem was the beginning of the game. He brought him back to take the lead briefly, but they started off so slow and so, I mean, you know, and then they had to pull everything they could to take the lead briefly, but, you know, you can't let a team in the playoffs get that far ahead. Even if you are able to come back, they ran out of gas. They ran out, I mean, you know.
I thought the game was a story of McNabb's career. Like, his whole career, he's been streaky hot and streaky cold. In that game, he was streaky cold and then streaky hot and then streaky cold.
Well, I don't understand how y'all put it on McNabb, because if I remember this correctly, y'all D did nothing to stop them at all.
Our D played about one quarter that whole game. We played the third quarter great. We didn't play the first quarter. We didn't play the second quarter. And we didn't play the fourth. We played the third quarter great. But, I mean,
the thing is,
if you get up 32 points, you're going to lose.
Wait a minute. Why did I put it on? I'll tell you why I put it on McNabb. Because did you watch his play? Did you watch his pass?
He had wide open all day.
Oh, my God. He was for the first half, he was a mess. I mean, he got it together, but I mean, he was a mess. I mean, I have no, you know, I actually like, I'm not an Eagles fan, but I like McNabb. I think he's a very good quarterback, but I don't know whether it was nerves or I don't know what it was, because he usually doesn't show nerves, but he was a mess. He was throwing the ball into the dirt. He was throwing the ball high. He just
threw for almost,
good at all.
He's almost 400 yards.
Well, yeah, you can look at the end of the game and say, look at the stats, but you look at the first quarter and a half, and he didn't do anything.
What about
24-7?
The first one of our first drives. Who was covered? Man, look.
Who was
nobody. The thing in the Eagles, like, this is the thing I hate about my Eagles. We don't, like, we paid Asante Samuel all that money in the offseason, but in the way our defense is, we don't, like, assign a cornerback to a certain wide receiver. Like, Samuel plays the left side, and Sheldon Brown plays the right side. And whatever side just, you know what I mean?
Zone.
But, I mean, if y'all look at the game, Fitzgerald really didn't burn us deep. He only got us on that one trick play. You know what I mean? He got us on a couple of drag routes here and there. But, I mean, he really didn't get us over the top, except on that trick play. I mean, you take away that one trick play, I mean, he hit that one touchdown, I think. You take away that trick play.
But, yeah. So as far as this Sunday goes, is there any? I heard one Cardinals. We got anybody?
I got the Cardinals.
James does not like that one bit.
Yeah. Doesn't like what?
No, I'm saying all these people saying Cardinals.
Kurt Warner.
Y'all just be haters. Y'all don't really think they can win. Y'all just don't want Pittsburgh to win. Don't be haters.
That's kind of what I
ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna hate because I don't want another team from Pennsylvania to win a chip. You know what I mean?
Don't hate. We got. You know what I'm saying? We gonna win because we the best team in the league. I said that in August, and I believe that
y'all.
Now.
We beat y'all already, though.
Where are y'all at now? Y'all at home, but we not.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're better.
All right.
I don't think Pittsburgh's the best team in the game. I don't think so.
Who's better than us? Name a team.
I don't know, but it's not.
Besides Dallas, what's the name? You said Dallas? This is a Madden. Dallas has a 97 rating in Madden. That is the worst thing ever.
Now, let me say this. I'm as big a Cowboy fan as you will find, and there will be no part of me saying that Dallas has done anything to talk about this year. So Cowboys cannot be part of any discussions on great teams in the NFL.
Well, can I ask you a question, Cowboys fan? Let me ask you a question, Cowboys fan. How does it make you feel that every time you see a Madden game, you see the Cowboys on the screen?
Anytime there's a Madden game, I see the Cowboys?
Yeah, like does that make you mad that every game you see your team up there, like when nobody was using them before, but all of a sudden now everybody wants to hop on your team? Does that make you mad?
It's par and course with being a Cowboys fan. People love to love you and they love to hate you. And when a team is good, you get everyone picking them up in Madden, and you get everybody all of a sudden as a Cowboy fan. And
right.
Just you know, usually I can talk to someone who's a Cowboy fan in about 30 seconds, know whether they're bandwagon or whether they're just whether they're old school like me, and
exactly.
If they're a bandwagon, I don't pay them no mind. If I go to a sports bar and I'm watching the boys and these guys are coming over talking Cowboys and I sense that they're not one of us, I got nothing to say to them. I treat them like a Giants fan. You know,
I know
by next year they'll be a Giants fan. So, you know, I let it roll off my back.
Well, I just thought I'd ask because I know when I'm at tournaments and I see everybody using the Cowboys, everybody, it really pains me. I can't stand it.
Like
nobody likes the Cowboys for real. Nobody really likes the Cowboys. They use them in their tournaments.
Like me being an Eagles fan, yo. Like when I won my city, I swore I didn't want to be the Cowboys. Like all year, I didn't want to be the Cowboys because I hate the Cowboys. You know, me being an Eagles fan. But I mean, when it came down to Turks, I was like, man, I gotta play.
I'm
with
about
the
to say,
team.
Who'd you win with, Dynasty?
Exactly. But you know what? You did what you had too. Like me personally.
That's my case.
I've been using the Steelers forever.
I mean, if you check, like that's what I told everybody after I won, man. Like I hate this team, but I had to use them. You know?
Well. You got paid when we going to Best Buy.
check your PM. Hey, you know, another question I'm going to ask the group since we got on the football for a little bit and since we got so many good football minds on the phone. I was listening to a show. They talked about Michael Vick, okay? And as some of you may know, he's coming to the end of his sentence. And you know, there's already talks about could he return to the NFL next year. What do you guys think? Do you think that Michael Vick has a chance to come back in the NFL? If he does, what team and what position?
The Raiders, quarterback.
I say Cowboys, quarterback. Cowboys, wide receiver.
I think if Vick comes back, it'll be good for the Madden community, too. When you see Vic come back, then you see a lot of old dudes come back. Because, you like, back in the day, right, James? Like, mainly dudes that play were Vic fans, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That'd be good for the Madden community if he comes back to the league.
Well, it'll be good for the Madden community. If he goes to a terrible team, it'll be good for the Madden community because people will use a team just because he's on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you won't see Cowboys everywhere. Oh, but I'm going back to him. I was the person that originated the whole Vic thing. So if he comes back, I'm switching my team immediately.
I don't think no team in the NFL is going to let him back as a quarterback.
He can't play anything else. Like people say he's an athlete. Have you ever seen Michael Vick catch a pass? He can't. That's why he's a quarterback. Can't tackle. He can throw the ball 70 yards. That's what he does. If he has to play another position, he won't be in the league.
I think you're exaggerating. I think Vic can catch if he wants to catch the ball. I mean, he is an athlete.
I see. You know what? I see Vic back with the Miami Dolphins. Right there.
No, they won't do that because they tried his brother, and his brother kind of messed up down there. Plus, they got Parcells. Parcells not going on knucklehead.
Well, you got to remember, he got Ricky Williams over there, and you know he was instrumental in signing Ricky Williams, and you know he's done a couple things. Lawrence Taylor, like there were many guys in Parcells' history that had shady past. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But they had Marcus Vick down in Miami, and he didn't do well down there. I don't think they want to give his family a second chance down in South Florida.
that was old ownership, old coach. You know.
I promise you, he's down there. You got a good point. That's true, but what's going to play down there? He won't be a quarterback.
No, I'm talking about that Wildcat stuff. I'm talking about this Wildcat formation.
Mark my words. Parcells, as the vice president, whatever he is, of Minnesota, Miami, will not sign Michael Vick. That is not going to happen. I'm sorry, guys.
I agree with you.
They said that about Ricky Williams. They said the same thing about Ricky Williams. Yo, when Parcells comes, Ricky Williams is gone. That was the first thing they said. He's the first one gone.
I didn't say he was gone. But
the thing is, he's already in the contract.
Yeah, there's a difference in the guys on the team versus I'm bringing the guy on the team. If Ricky Williams was
Ricky Williams was his contract year. He was up.
But he was already on the team. What we're saying is he's already on the team.
I'd be curious to know the timing of him signing his extension and was it under Parcells' watch or not. And frankly, has Ricky stepped out of line since his last, you know, go-around with the league? No. So Michael Vick's coming out of jail. I see nothing in Parcells' history that suggests that at this stage in his career that he's willing to take a chance on someone who's been in jail for the last 2 years.
Well, first of all, he's going to get the league minimum. So it isn't going to be a money issue. And then you're looking at this formation that they're using, you know, the ability to stretch the field with, you know, with Pennington's armness and that. You know, you throw him in the mix, that makes, that's a whole new dimension for that team.
But every team runs the Wildcat, not just Miami.
No. Yeah, every team runs it. Every team runs it.
I wouldn't assume that Michael Vick's going to come in at the league minimum either.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
Well, who's going to pay him more, though? I don't know.
If that's the case, the thing is, like, if he comes in for the league minimum, then every team will try to sign him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to get a good deal.
When you get baggage, they feel that they don't have to. You know, they don't really have to pay you. And
his baggage is off the field baggage. His baggage is, and it's not even like a Plaxico Burress baggage or a Pac-Man Jones baggage. I mean, it's not good what he did, but it's not the same as going and shooting somebody in a nightclub or, you know, it's a different type of baggage. And
it's not
If he can go in and show that he can still run a 4.3 and he's still got a good arm and mobility, and maybe he's a little older and a little wiser and can make some better decisions, he's going to get a decent contract, I think. It may be a 1 year with a lot of incentives, but I think he'd get a decent contract, my opinion.
Yeah, I can see him league minimum with a lot of incentives. I can't see any more than that. Remember, league minimum, we're talking big time for like a quarterback, you know, 7-8 years. You know, that's a decent money.
Yeah, but it's, I don't even think it's $1 million, though. Is it? I don't even think it's $1 million, though.
League minimum?
Well, for quarterbacks, but
the league minimum is still $350K.
Yeah, but it goes by years also. It all goes by years also.
Well, yeah, if he gets a 3-year deal with $350K, that's still not $1 million. You know, it's close.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's going to be decent money, like you said.
Right.
But he will. I think he will play again. I'm pretty sure he'll play again.
All right. Hey, listen, any final words from anybody? You guys have all been great, and we've got about 20 minutes to go. So any final words? T-Boy, you still there? One last plug for the Harrisburg tournament.
Just all I can say is I just see everybody there.
All right. Barbecue chicken, baked macaroni and cheese.
I'll say one thing about T-Boy's food. I mean, the last two tournaments, after the tournaments, we all went over to T-Boy's house, kicked it, ate some food, chilled or whatever. T-Boy's food is no joke, all right? I'm going to tell you that right now. His food is no joke.
I second to that.
No joke.
Hey, man, anybody that's got six kids, that's the way you keep them kids quiet is you feed them with some good food. So you know, the boy can burn, okay?
I'm gonna go just for the food alone. Like, you know what I mean?
All right, well, sounds good. Well, listen, guys, Dynasty, Little Man, T-Boy, Rod, Big Game James, Business First, my man running the tournament down in Virginia. And if I missed anybody, my apologies. I want to thank everybody for calling into the show tonight. Making it colorful, sharing your thoughts, promoting your tournaments. And, you know, hey, we'll be back next Tuesday with all of you. Hopefully you guys will all call back in and tell some good stories about what happened at the tournament this Saturday. So I want to thank all of you for calling in.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Nate, thanks. Can I get one more plug? Those who haven't been to the site, is up and running, www.lnbtotheworld.com. Check that out. Hear our commercial that's going on in Virginia. All right? Thanks.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Now, all right. I believe I have on the line Coach K. Are you on? Coach? Coach K.
Hello?
Coach K. One more try.
Right here.
Coach
right
K.
here. Right here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. I thought you were there. And do you have a guest?
Yeah, we should have Prime Time on.
Yes, sir.
All right, Prime Time. Coach K,
hey, what's
interview.
Up, everyone?
Coach K, go ahead, do this interview, man. Give me a minute to drink some water here.
All right. Prime Time Surfer, I know you just got back from Turks. Any interesting stories you want to share about your experiences at the Madden Channel Finals and Turks and Kegels?
Well, first of all, Dirks and Keiko was amazing. Like, the weather was hot as hell, like, especially for me from Canada. Like, it was just a big party, man, just being around, like, that Madden environment, like, all those dudes and the ocean, the pool. Like, we could eat anything for free. Like, that was just amazing, man. We had a great time. Like, there was a lot of people there for serving us, so it was just crazy. Like, there was some crazy game, and there was a lot of smack talk, and especially me, like, I was always cheering for the underdog, so I had some nice smack talk with people. That was just funny, man. Like, because it,
yeah.
Like, it's still just a video game, so I wasn't getting too serious about it.
So now, with all those top ballers over there, you know, a lot of times it could probably be compared to things that happened on Madden Nation. Were there any Madden Nation type moments or bets or funny stunts that?
There was a lot of bets. Like, I'd say the best bet was there was a big sand bike, like a bike where you can go in the water and pedal. Like,
yeah, the big water, the tricycle with the floating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And like they all bet, like, it's for two, and they all bet Cyrus cannot go and ride it past, let's say, like, one spot in the ocean, and then Cyrus went all by himself on that big bike, and he went all the way, came back, and he was sweating like hell, and the funny thing is they didn't even pay him.
he just
made us laugh, you know? And another funny thing from Turks is, like, my friend Joro, you know, like, our fellow EA feller, like, when he got the lead on Cali's Finest, he told him, "Hey man, I dare you to block my kick." So that was just hilarious because.
Oh man! Oh wow!
Everybody was laughing, man. That was the line, man. That was just funny. Like, I know, like, Joro at one point almost, the guy who was playing almost caught up on him, and like there was like all these guys saying that he was just an online guy and that he will choke and. What happened is that Joro got that pick, so I was, like, really cheering. Like, I was, like, defense, screaming like crazy for him, you know. That was great. Like, for myself, like, my game I played, like, my first ball that Randy Moss got, he got hurt for the half. Like, I played with the Patriots, so I was pretty mad, you know. But that's the game, man. There's break. Like, I'm not the only one who got injury over there. So, I mean, it can happen to anyone, and... especially there, that was a curl full back dive show. Like, when we were at the final, where we were getting pretty drunk, and we were like, boy, do you imagine we came all this way to watch some full back dive? Well, that's it, I guess.
Oh, more than that.
That's Madden. That's Madden. That's Madden this year. Curl,
yeah,
full
I know,
back
I know.
Dive. That's Madden. That's it, you know?
That was just
if
funny.
If you can run it, you can win, and if you can stop it, you can win. That's Madden.
That's true. I mean, the final game lasts like maybe 20 minutes. So that was like, there was like that whole crowd, and it was so quick. And one of the highlights of that, like, that was so hilarious, that they had prepared a halftime show. So, like, they had all those dancers, and like at halftime they came and danced, and there was that fire guy. Like, he was sort of fat. And he was, like, with only, like, a tongue, sort of. And he was, like, playing with fire and putting fire in his mouth. And that was just...
A fire eater.
What?
A fire eater?
Yeah, a fire eater and fire blower and fire dancer. And I think he thought he was sexy. Like, he was almost naked. And that was just the shit, man. I was still laughing, you know?
So off of Madden's and this very interesting other stuff for a second... As I asked Dynasty, how were the sites? He said that there were some, but it was kind of a family place, you know. But
oh yeah, it wasn't a place to hit on girls, like. But that was so crazy, like all the food like was so good, and you could eat all you want, like all the beverage, man. I was drunk the whole time. I mean, I was waking up, going for a swim in the ocean, and then coming back, going to the pool bar, and then I don't know, man, like that was just free, and like they were like, don't tip anyone because it's all included, so, man, that was crazy. I mean, I never had so much fun, I guess, like especially for me who own a business and work all the time, that was just a perfect vacation fit for me.
Right. Now I got a message from the commissioner of the EAFL 360 League, and he said, PTS, stop being a slacker. You're behind in games, and if you don't pick up your pace, I'm gonna boot you and give your team to the commish. So there's your one, and that's not from me. That was from the commissioner of the 360. I got nothing to do with it, man.
It's not a big deal. I know, man. I've been trying to play my game. So if anyone have a game with me, just come online right now and I'll play. I mean, just schedule time. Like I said on the forum, I'm just post a date and time, and I'll be there.
So on that, let me segue right into just a run through of what's going on in the 360 Major League, because we actually have some guys that have actually finished their season. I think we're about halfway through the season, and maybe just to divert off of that even for a second, you know, guys, remember when you join the EAFL that you're joining a series of leagues that plays a season in a month. There are a lot of leagues out there, but there aren't, you know, other EAFLs. We play 16-game seasons in 4 weeks. And so guys, join. They're required to do 4 games a week. So we preach activity. And in our major league, you know, guys get every game in. So in 4 weeks, 100% of our games are played, completely active leagues. There aren't leagues out there doing that season in and season out. So those are just some of the benefits if you can join a minor league and work your way up of what you have to look forward to. On the AFC side, Russ Buss is running away from the pack at 14-2 with the Buffalo Bills. And, he right now pretty much has that whole conference on lockdown. There's a couple of guys that haven't played enough games yet that there's one, maybe two guys that have a shot, but Russ Buss is really looking strong over on the AFC side, just in general. Killers at 7-4, Govals is at 11-4, which is a little surprising since he complained about having the Texans, but somehow he's at 11-4 with a team that he complained about, said didn't fit his style. And Philly Styles at 7-3 with the Browns. On the NFC side, it's a little more wide open. We do have S. Gibbs at 8-0 with the Bucks. We don't really start recognizing undefeated records until they get to 12. So if he gets to 12, then we can talk about does he have a shot to go undefeated. But he's at 8-0 with the Bucks right now. Jay Bev, you know, our three-time Super Bowl champion, sitting pretty at 7-2 with the Bears. But the guy on the line, Primetime Surfers, 4-0 with the Vikings, and looking to get some games in and see if he can close the gap and maybe even overtake J-Bev. Sangrado, a.k.a. Dirty Burner, EAFL Dynasty Commissioner, has the Cowboys at 11-4. And the legend himself, the D.C. Bama, you can see him in Virginia this weekend, has the Rams, a team that he took to the Super Bowl last season, and managed to get them back, and he's at 8-2. And, Coach K is in the league. Something's wrong with my computer. Can't see his record, but he's in the league. He's in the league, too, and, I'll let him talk about that at some point. Just my computer's just messing up, Coach. Can't see your record. All right. Any other comments, Primetime?
Well, I want to wish a good month of February to everyone.
All right.
So have a good night.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And, Vince, do we still have you?
Yep, I'm still alive.
All right. Well, thanks for sticking through all of that. You were a real trooper hanging in there.
No problem.
so you're going to Virginia this weekend, you, and who else do you know that's going from the EAFL to Lab's Business First tournament?
Well, myself, Bama, of course, Titan, Casper, and I'm not sure right now, but Fastball said he was thinking about switching from Harrisburg to going to VA.
Okay, all right. And how's your season going? Again, some of the records with my computer, you know, the screen's a little distorted, so I can't really see. But how's your season going?
It's tough right now. It's tough. You know, my first season back, and I didn't get the best team. I got the Seattle Seahawks, and it's tough. I actually made the switch from Matt Hasselbeck to Seneca Wallace, and it's been tough. A lot of good wins and a lot of bad losses. So, I don't know. It's still early. I got a chance, you know, to make a run, but we'll see where it goes.
Well, you know, and the other thing for guys that are on the waiting list to realize, I play no favorites. I am also on the waiting list, as I had to forfeit my team a couple of seasons ago when my Xbox went down, and I do have it back now. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for a spot to open up. Currently, the league is full, and it's active, and there is no spot for the commish. So I sit, and I patiently wait to rejoin the EAFL. And I look forward to it one day.
Can I say something?
Sure.
If you are in the majors and you have a working Xbox, and then, you know, you don't think it's going to break down anytime soon, don't give up that spot. You're going to be itching to get back in real soon, and it's going to take years to get back in.
Yeah, how long did it take you to get back in? You had one of your well-documented temper tantrums and stepped down, but you came out of it, and how long did it take you to get back in?
It was actually two seasons worth, but two seasons worth can feel like years. I'm telling you, like I said, if you got an Xbox that's healthy and, you know, you don't get that red rings of death and you're in the league, don't step down because it'll take you forever to get back in. And nothing gets nothing against the minor leagues, because, you know, everyone got to start somewhere. But after being in the, you know, the majors since day one and having to play in the minors, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's tough to go backwards. I mean, when you join the league, the minors are fine. You know, the minors are okay when you join the EAFL. But if you spent time in the major league and then you go back into the minors, it's a little difficult because – you know, and hey, we've got some great commissioners down there in the minor leagues doing some great work. But there's a reason it's a minor league. There's a reason that it's not a sanctioned major league with world ranking points, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's a reason for it. It's just the league is just it's not quite as competitive. Although there's some killers down there. We got some killers down there.
Yep.
But that said, you know, it's not guys aren't going to get although, again, Europe almost got 100% of their games played. So the leagues are up and coming, but it just there's nothing like playing in the EAFL Major League. There is no experience like that in Madden, frankly, where you can take the combination of activity, meaning 4 games a week, 16 games played in 4 weeks, and the level of competition, tournament-tested, top ballers, together. There is no other league that has both. There are leagues that have great ballers. There are leagues that have some level of activity, but you don't find both in one place. Then you add the fact, you know, how organized and if I do say so myself, I think we're fairly well run. We're up to 9 commissioners. We will be promoting a new EAFL Europe commissioner very soon to help out Pimmer, and let's see. Vince, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, the line has been, like, really a lot of static and interference and stuff, and it got clear all of a sudden. And coincidentally, that's when we lost Coach K. So I wonder if this has all been Coach K. Let's see.
I'm here.
Nope. You're here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Pretty good. You know, it was kind of staticky for most of the call, so I apologize out there to anybody who might have had difficulty hearing us, but I did what I could on my end to try to make it smooth. So, all right. So, Coach K, any final thoughts or comments?
Looking forward to the tournament this weekend. Definitely, I'm going to be out there at Harrisburg, enjoying the Madden, enjoying the community, enjoying the food, and I just want to wish luck to the fellas going down to Virginia. Definitely represent, and going to enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right, Vince. All right. Any final words?
Everybody who's traveling to these tournaments this weekend, have a safe trip, and pray before you go. That's all.
All right. Sure. All right, Vince, appreciate you calling and staying online. Coach K, appreciate everything you do, guys. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. With our last few minutes, there are lots and lots of rumors out there about the EAFL and tournaments. I get emails fairly regularly, hey, what's this about tournaments in the EAFL? What are you guys planning to do? And, we have a newsletter that you can sign up if you send subscribe in the subject line or in the body to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. Or we have on Facebook, an EAFLMadden.com group. So either way, that will be where the first information on the EAFL's first, I guess it's not fair to say first. The EAFL was hosting tournaments 3.5 years ago before we started our league. That is how we got into the league business. We did mega tournaments, really well-attended tournaments. And if you don't know, I'm not going to get into it now because it was a long time ago. But all the original vets know what we did tournament-wise. And we will, to confirm the rumors, there will be a tournament that the EAFL will host. And I am not at the point of being able to release information on the details of what that means. Word first leaked out back in November. If you got our newsletter back in November, there were rumors spreading way back in November about, is the EAFL doing tournaments, people asking questions. And then my Xbox went out and kind of put me on the shelf for about a month and a half. But I'm back in full effect. And, I am here to confirm that it is no longer a rumor. The EAFL will definitely be providing a tournament of some type to not necessarily compete with anything else that is going on out there, but to enhance what is going on out there. And you got to know, if the EAFL is going to do it, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it, well-run, well-organized. And I think that when you guys see what we do, I think you will agree that we are certainly once again setting some trends in the Madden world, just as we've done with this radio show. As Rod mentioned, have you ever seen tournament directors, good ballers, struggling ballers, league owners, website owners, all on one show together? It doesn't happen. And we have set that trend. And, yeah, there's other Madden shows out there. And if you listen to them, they're trying to do what we do, and more power to them. But realize who's setting the trend, realizing who's setting the bar. It's the EAFL that's setting the bar. We had the first and most popular Madden show, doing interviews, doing call-ins, and we started talking about taking this whole tournament idea and doing something a little different back in November when nobody else was talking about it. And now other places are talking about doing things with tournaments other than the guys that we have on our show. And we're setting the bar high. And again, not to compete, but to enhance. So stay tuned. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out with our newsletter. Check us out on the forums. And just check us out, because we at the EFL settle all our feuds on the field.